Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Reichert-Ballou with Simply Celebrate, and I am so excited to be talking to Andy Aspiras today. And Andy has been in the process of creating a really wonderful gift for her sister and has been kind enough to come and talk to me about it. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for talking with me.
I am so excited. I'm so excited. So tell me what you've been up to so we fill everybody in.
Well, I've been, and actually I was just writing about this in my journal last night. You know how people say that they, you know, they've done something or they do something to push themselves out of their comfort zones? I wanted to rewrite that and say, you know, you challenge yourself to put yourself into new comfort zones. So that's something that I've been working on. And one of the things to do that is I took on a challenge that you gave me, which was to interview my sister's two kids for Mother's Day, which is just around the corner. And, you know, I've never done anything like that before, and I've only really just barely started doing audio notes, and so it was really scary at first, you know, just still getting used to it, but it's a little less scary every time.
I'm going to pause you for a second because, first of all, I love that reframe of putting yourself in new comfort zones. That is so brilliant. I really love that because it really, obviously, right, it's turning something that from that place of sort of fear and the negative side of it to what is true, which is that positive side. And I love that you coined that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
I would just want to praise you for something else. The other thing is,
you're so sweet, Sherry.
The other thing is that, you know, I did throw that challenge out to you, and the fact that you took it, right? So the fact that you, even though it might have seemed daunting or scary, that you were like, you know what, maybe I'll do that. And so that's what I'm interested in is, like, what do you think enabled you to say yes to that idea?
You know, this might sound kind of silly, but, you know, you issued the challenge, and it was there for me to either accept or reject. And in my mind, I couldn't come up with a logical reason to say no. And, I mean, I suppose I could have. But, you know, I thought, well, this would be something that's very, very kind and precious. You know, it would be a gift from my nephews to their mom, my sister. It ended up being so much fun and, you know, a little different than I expected, but it was special even for me to spend, you know, those few minutes with the boys who I have my own baby now, but, you know, I'll always think of them as my babies. You know, I always ask my sister, oh, how are the babies doing? And they're so much in my heart, and I love them so much. So it was so special to spend the time with them doing the interview.
So I love that. Okay, so let's back up. So I issued the challenge, and you couldn't think of a reason to say no, although, as we all know, for many people, that seems scary, that seems weird, I don't even know how I would do it. Like, for a lot of people, a lot of things could come up as reasons. And I guess I'm going to just project, and you can tell me, but I'm going to project that there was something in you that I know you a little bit, and that your heart, you know, that you wanted to do something that would be really heartfelt. Is that true?
Yes. And how do I say? There's so much in the way that you can gift someone in just material things, like, oh, I bought you this pair of shoes, or there's only so much or so far that that can go. But when something is very personal and from the heart, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like a gift from the heart. So that and I didn't want it to be a gift from me, as much as it would be a gift from the boys, the babies. And so and that's really important to me, because I was looking at so we ended up doing a Zoom call, and as a backup, I did a recording that they have available on the site. And in addition to that, I did a backup recording just in case on my phone. And I listened to the recording, and I also watched the actual video recording of it. And I didn't, I don't want it to be about me. So I think that I don't want my sister to watch it and have to see my face, which sounds ridiculous. So I think I'll give her the audio recording and do a little bit of editing. But that probably sounds silly, but I think she doesn't have to see my face. She'll have to hear my voice, of course, but she can concentrate on the questions and the love that's coming from her two boys. I hope that makes
Wow.
sense.
No, Andy, it really does, and it's so beautiful, and it really speaks to, again, I think your true thoughtfulness about this, that you want this to be a gift from the boys, or the babies as you call them, I love that, and that you're editing it in a way and choosing to do the audio so that the focus is on them sharing things with their mom. And you're sort of more, it sounds like, you're facilitating this gift for them. Is that so?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And it's so funny. I talked with my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, before and after talking to the kids, and he was asking me, wow, this is such a nice thing. This is so nice of you. How did you come up with this? And I had to laugh because I told him that my friend Sherry had thought that this would be a wonderful thing. And I showed him your book, Say It Now, and I said, oh,
Aww.
it's one of the ideas from this. And he said, oh, that's so cool. And it was really funny. He was joking around that I thought that you were so nice, and this wasn't even your idea. And yeah, he's a big joker, so.
Second, because this is an important piece of this, especially. How old are the boys?
Right now they are 10 and 6.
10 and 6. So what I was going to say is it's an important piece that you had to sort of figure out, right? I gave you this challenge, but they're 10 and 6, and you had to sort of figure out, like, how do I interview them, first of all, so it's a surprise for their mom, but also logistically how to do it. So it sounds like you kind of figured that out, right? How'd you do that?
Well, I was kind of going back and forth on doing it in person versus doing something online where I could record it, or just do plain audio. There's different apps out there, and ultimately I thought, with everything going on health-wise in the world right now, that maybe it would be best if we didn't do it in person. Which I would have loved so much, but how I don't know how well the audio would have picked up if we were all wearing masks,
Oh,
I have it
right.
all muffled and
Right. Good point. Really good point.
So ultimately, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so it sounds like you enlisted their dad to help coordinate a time to get on a Zoom call with them.
Exactly. And it was so funny. I felt so sneaky because I was texting both my brother-in-law and my sister at the same time about different things. I thought, oh, hopefully she doesn't look over and and see, oh, what are you doing over there?
I love that. Well, so Andy, so then you get the boys on the Zoom call, and was their dad there, or was it just you and them?
At first, it was just my brother-in-law, and he would kind of ask me, you know, so what is this exactly? And, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want them both at the same time? Do you want them individually? And, you know, I sought his guidance, you know, on, you know, what their mood was that day and what might be best. And he suggested, oh, maybe one at a time to make sure that they answer the question, you know, so
yeah.
No one would feel like they get an out and hey, you know, this, you know, answer from the heart, you know, something really nice about your mom, you know, and it worked out well. And I was really, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but I guess I kind of forgot that you can get some really funny answers from kids. And it was so much fun. It was very amusing.
Can you share anything with us that you remember off the top of your head that was sort of funny or that surprised you?
Let me think. I think I asked Joe, the 6-year-old, if there's, what was the question? I think it was something like, is there anything that you love that your mom does for you? And Joe answered that, oh, mom always gets me plants. She really likes to get me plants, and I love them. And he got real excited. He said, and we just got these seeds. And we just planted watermelons, and it was so cute. He was so lit up about these watermelons, and so we talked about that for a minute, and the process of watching them grow and being excited about, you know, seeing nature doing its thing. So it was really cute. He loves that his mom get some plants and seeds so that they can grow things in their garden.
Ah, that is so sweet. And, you know, this is the thing that I love, Andy, about this particular gift idea, is it's such a snapshot of a moment in time. You know, maybe you'll do this again in 10 years, right? And he'll be 16, and you'll get a whole different snapshot. And maybe you know what I mean? Like maybe he'll still love plants, but maybe he won't, right? Like I know my young son has gone through a lot of different phases of things he loves. And it's, to me, even just hearing it, my heart gets all squishy because it's their voice at those ages that changes as well.
Oh, that's right. You're so right. And it's such a sweet thing to capture this young and very sweet and innocent time.
Yes, it is. And also, obviously, a lot of parents record a lot of things, right? So it's not that people aren't recording their children, but I think it's not that common to have something like what you facilitated, which was an actual conversation about the relationship. And as you know, I'm so excited all the time about people's relationships and what you're doing. I may have even said this to you, but it's also sort of subconsciously teaching children how to value the relationships in their lives. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And you put it so, so beautifully because, you know, there's only so much that you can you can say in words, you know, do this, don't do that, you should, shouldn't, you know, dot, dot,
right.
dot. But to actually show them by actual real life examples is, you know, they're doing, they're learning, and they're integrating that into, you know, what they see and believe in showing and expressing love for people, for their family, for their loved ones.
Yes, yes, right. And it just occurred to me, I don't know I've ever seen it quite this way, but just that one example about the plant. I mean, what happens is that they get to feel the joy of something that their mother does for them all over again, right? So I could tell just by the way you told it, there's sort of a delight. Oh, yeah, this is what mommy does, right? But then what's happening in the moment is they're creating something to give back to their mom, right? Like the appreciation and the joy is a gift in itself. And I love that, right? I love that it's just this sort of circle, because you're involved too, right? So here's their aunt who really loves them and who loves their mom, who's facilitating this conversation for them. Which, of course, they're probably not going to understand that very well at the moment, but I think somewhere that really gets in, right, of all of this kind of circle of love happening.
Exactly, exactly. And again, so beautifully said, Sherry.
Oh, well, this is like, you know, this is my happy place, right? I'm just always so interested in, and I always get to see new things. Like your conversation with me is helping me see new things about, you know, why I do what I do. And so I really appreciate that, because each conversation with someone really helps. So before we get too far off into this tangent, so I want to know, like, what was going on for you during this whole process of being with them? I think you said it was fun, but I'd love to hear your experience.
You know, I was worried, you know, initially I was worried about being very self-conscious, you know, talking to them, and I've never interviewed anyone. And so there's that. And I'm not really used to video so much, not yet. And so, you know, I had a little bit of apprehension about that. But, you know, once we got started, that all kind of dissipated, and just it faded into the background, because it wasn't what was important. The important thing was that we were creating something that was for love, you know, created out of love for someone that we care about, and that was really all that mattered. And in the process, it, you know, as a bonus, ended up being really fun, and we had some funny answers. So it was really nice to spend that time with them, since, you know, with the quarantining, you know, we're not really getting a whole lot of family time, right? So it was really special to do that with them. I'll remember that for always.
Oh, Andy, and I want to reflect back something you just said, because that was so perfectly said, which was that initially, you know, you thought you were going to be, or maybe you were even feeling a little self-conscious and maybe not so comfortable on video, but it sounds like quickly that dissipated, because what was important was that you were creating something for love. You were creating something out of love for someone. And that took the center stage. And I don't know if you know how brilliant that is, what you just said, but that to me is the whole secret, right? That we are willing to, you know, put up with whatever that initial discomfort or vulnerability that we feel, because there's something bigger at stake.
I appreciate you pointing that out, and I know I said it, but now I'm thinking about all of the times that I've felt, physically ill, from doing something like, let's say, performing in front of people or on stage or something like that. And there's that fear and the anxiety and apprehension that did not dissipate, it did not go away. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's because, there wasn't, well, simply it wasn't, whatever was going on, it wasn't for love. It wasn't for something that made it so simple. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. It does, Andy. And it yeah. I'm gonna just there's so many places I could go with that, but I wanna stay where we are, which is, I think, was something that, again, I really appreciate about you and this conversation, which is that it's really pointing to something about our intentions and our values, so that if we start from a place of, which I happen to know about you because you've said it, how much you love your sister, how much you love these boys, how important family is to you. And if that's the baseline, then it's like your intentions to do something that will be new and, like you said, kind of put you in a brand new comfort zone, it's worth it, right?
Absolutely. So worth it. Yes.
And I also love, and I just want to, I know we have to close in a few minutes, but I also just want to ask you about this piece. So do you feel like there was some personal growth for you just in that process of walking through? Like you said, you never interviewed someone, and that video was a little bit uncomfortable, but now here you are on the other side of that. Was there something, a gift in this for you personally?
It's funny that you asked that because yes, there was absolutely a gift in this for me, in that there was this growth that it, this it, you know that I've been sort of looking for years, that I've sort of wanted to get myself out of this place of being uncomfortable, and I guess feeling anxious about, well, as an example, like with video, that's something that I've wanted to be comfortable doing for years now. And, I've had different mentors, they just say, you just have to do it. And I just haven't done it because it sounded too scary. But now in doing this interview with the boys, and it seems like such a simple thing, I feel like what once you've done something, how do I say? Well, one simple way is to say this is that I guess it's not as scary as I thought it would be. And it's sort of, what is it? I heard or read something the other day that people aren't actually afraid of the thing. What they're afraid of is maybe being judged, or people seeing them do something for the first time, and maybe it's not great. And you know what? Everyone has to start somewhere, right? So
Yes.
anything that you're good at, it's not an automatic thing. So, I feel like I've sort of started, I guess, a kind of a process, and now that I'm okay to start doing more things that might seem scary, but and I know I've said this to you before, but hey, it didn't kill me, so you know, what was I so afraid of, right? So it sounds so silly, but yeah, it didn't kill me, so why can't I do more of this and other things that have scared me in the past, right? So, yeah, this has been such a gift for me. I feel like I've grown a little, and you know, like I said at the beginning, that I'm now a little bit more in a new comfort zone for myself, and that is, you know, I feel grateful to you for issuing the challenge in the first place, because this honestly, this yeah, this has helped me so much, Sherry, and also in the process has done something really nice for my family. So I so appreciate you for that, and for you always being so encouraging and helping me grow. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, because hopefully you can see, and again, I can't say this enough. Like, I feel like there's no giving and receiving. This is the thing that I love so much. To me, it's a circle of giving. And these one-of-a-kind gifts that we're talking about, to me, it's just all just giving everywhere. So you get to grow and see things about yourself and find yourself in a new place. Your sister gets to have this amazing gift that not only will she love now, I can tell you, in 5, 10, 20, 30 years, it's going to just keep being more and more valuable to her. She's going to love it time and time again. The boys get the beautiful gift of being invited to give back at such a young age to their mother. And I get the joy of having this conversation with you, which brings me so much happiness. And you know, it's likely that there'll be so many more gifts from this that we can't even see, because this is, I know, what happens with these kinds of gifts from the heart. They grow and expand and keep giving. And I'm just delighted that you're the sort of person who says yes to things.
You know, I never thought about it that way. But honestly, I couldn't think of a reason to say no. So, you know, why not? And I love what you said about circle of giving. That's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's this is why, you know, and I don't have anything against material gifts. I don't at all. I know, you know, but I just don't see the same things happening. You know, like, had you been like, oh, I'm gonna buy my sister that, you know, sweater I get online and send it to her, this beautiful, and there's gonna be so much love and heart in that. I just personally don't see the same kind of circle of giving that sort of ripples out and keeps going in the same way as I do with the gifts that, you know, like, you had to step into this, you know, and I feel like, you know, you have to open your heart in a new way. And then, I don't know. That's why I think I'm just so much more interested in these kinds of gifts. They just feel like they just ripple out forever.
I agree, Sherry. And you know what just dropped in for me? It reminded me of another conversation we've had where, you know, we've talked about, oh, that's not something we do. And, you know,
Yeah.
coming back to that, that we've talked about before, you know, in my family and as with pretty much everyone I know, you know, except for you. You know, people don't do this kind of thing, and I was already thinking, oh, I want to reach out to this niece and do this for mom. And I think we've run out of time to do that for at least for this year for Mother's Day for me to do that with my niece. But you know, why can't it be something that we do and start showing these different ways of showing love to people. So I want to really bring that into my circle of my family and my friends and make it something that we do, and that it's something that's normal, that we always show love in these different and very, you know, very personal kinds of ways.
Ah, Andy, that's so beautiful, right? This is something that you can bring into your family. And it's reminding me, when you said that, I recently interviewed an author, and he was talking about that he, at some point in his life, after many, many, many years, started saying, that's just who I am, about something that is something unusual that, you know, he used to feel uncomfortable about. But that shift in, that's not something we do, to kind of person I am, this is just who I am, is a pretty amazing one. And I can see this being perhaps something that you start to live into, like, oh, that's just who I am. I'm someone who expresses my love this way. That's pretty powerful.
It is. I love that so much. I'm writing that down right now. I'm going to use that. That's so beautiful and so powerful. And it seems so simple. You know, why can't we just be who we are? You know, another aspect of one of our, you know, other conversations. But it's, you know, why can't everyone just be themselves?
I know.
So that's, I love this. I absolutely love this, Sherry.
Well, right back at you. I feel like we could probably talk to the next 20 hours straight, but let's close it there, because this, I just feel, is going to be such an inspiration to people. And Andy, I really want you to know how much I appreciate your honesty. You know, I think this is what we need more of too, is people who are willing to talk about the process of it, because that will help someone else. Like, oh, this is the point where it might feel uncomfortable. And I think that your willingness to talk about the whole journey with it, especially that part about there's something bigger at stake, has been, I think, it's so inspiring for me, and I know for anyone who hears this. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Sherry, thank you so much for all the love, the light, and the support that you bring to the world. You're so special, and I want you to know that I so appreciate the person that you are. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm sure we'll be talking again, because we've got a lot of different topics. So take care, Andy. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks. You take care too, Sherry. Bye-bye.